For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. For a lot of pregnant women, there are difficult choices to make as they weigh their own health and well-being against that of their unborn child. There's been conflicting information about whether commonly prescribed medications like antidepressants, which many people rely upon, can cause harm to the fetus. Now a new study says pregnant women who take antidepressants during pregnancy are not putting their child at risk for intellectual disability. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL has more.
The study looked at more than 179,000 children, half of whom had mothers who had taken antidepressants while they were pregnant. And once researchers controlled for other factors, they found the mothers' antidepressant use did not affect whether their babies were born with an intellectual disability, like Down syndrome or autism spectrum disorders. Avraham Reitenberg is a professor of psychiatry at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York and co-author of the study.
Those associations between antidepressants in pregnancy and outcomes of the children, we often find out that they're due to other underlying conditions and not due to the medication itself.
Well, Reichenberg's study shows that learning disabilities might not be of concern. There's evidence that some antidepressants can have other effects. Those include babies being born with serious heart defects and some without parts of the skull, brain, and stomach wall. Reichenberg and other researchers are planning to do a similar study using data from other countries with similar registries. He also plans on looking at other kinds of prescription drug use during pregnancy and the effect on children. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.